What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? So, I decided to do a little podcast right now, all of a sudden, just randomly. So, who is excited for Battlefield 2042? Anybody? If you hear crying, that's the baby. She's very upset. Don't mind her. Anyways, today or this morning, I'm tired. Worked my ass off today. So, but anyways, I don't even remember what I said. But Battlefield 2042, I am super stoked for it. I honestly think I prefer Battlefield over Call of Duty. It's one of my favorite games. Unfortunately, Battlefield 2042 is not going to have a campaign mode, which is upsetting to me. I wish they did. I love the war stories, whether it's in Battlefield or Call of Duty. I love them. They're usually, both of them are usually, the storylines are pretty well written and really good, in my opinion. Anyways, let's see here. Some stuff that I'm seeing here. IR.EA.com. Let's see if any of this stuff makes sense when I start reading it. All Out Warfare, the next generation of fan favorite mods or moat. I am a little slow and I suck at reading, so you'll know this. Favorite modes. Conquest and Breakthrough, featuring the largest maps ever for the franchise and for the first time, up to 128 players. Experience the intensity of all-out warfare and large-scale battles like never before on maps, filled with dynamic weather, dangerous environmental hazards, spectacular world map or world events that see tornadoes rip across the map and sandstorms block out the sun. Okay, when I heard that this is going to have like tornadoes and shit in it, I'm fucking all for it. Absolutely. This will be amazing, especially if it's not like a mode of its own, a limited time mode or something, you know. If it's in there in like a, let's say, like a, I don't remember, dude. I haven't played Battlefield in a long time. But if it's in like your team deathmatch or what have you, and it just randomly shows up, it's going to be epic. It's going to be amazing. I'm super stoked for it. Let's see here. Hazard Zone, an all-new high-stakes squad-based game type for the Battlefield franchise that is a modern take on multiplayer experience that is distinctly DICE, but very different from All-Out Warfare's Conquest or Breakthrough modes. To be announced, the third experience being developed by DICE LA is another exciting new game type for the franchise. This experience is a love letter to Battlefield fans and one that longtime players will feel right at home with. Tune into EA Play Live on July 22nd for all the details. Okay, so far, if anybody listens to this, this is all American. This is all dollars and whatnot. So Battlefield 2042 is available now for pre-order and is set to launch on retail and digital storefronts on October 22nd for $60. $59.99. That's what it is. That's on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. And $69.99, members get a 10-hour trial starting October 15th, 2021. EA Play members and players who pre-order will receive early access to open beta. Players who pre-order have three different editions to choose from, including the Battlefield 2042 Gold Edition, which is your expensive stuff, $90. On PC, ooh. Okay, that's different. So it's $89 on PC and $100 on console. So don't know why that is, but it is what it is. You got the Battlefield 2042 Ultimate Edition for $110 on PC and $120 on console. For more information on each edition's offerings, the EA Play and EA Play Pro subscribers offerings, and more details of the game, visit to ea.com/game/battlefield/battlefield-2042. So anyways, a little bit about this. Battlefield also is a futuristic game, which I've never had a problem with. I know people have had problems with futuristic gaming, like Advanced Warfare and Call of Duty. There was another one too. I cannot think of it for the life of me. But there's people that have a problem with it. And that's not a big deal. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion on what they like, what they don't like. I myself I enjoyed those games, not gonna lie. And from the looks of it, this game mode isn't like super futuristic, but neither was like Advanced Warfare or anything like that, in my opinion. Like, I don't know, the way my brain thinks, I think our military has the ability to have a lot of these weapons and jumpsuits and whatnot. Oh, here I go yawning again. I apologize. But yeah, so it's going to be in the future. Probably some futuristic type weapons, which from the trailer, which wasn't gameplay, but from the trailer, nothing seemed super futuristic. So, I mean, it's not like you're shooting lasers from, you know, your hands or something like that. So there's that. Let's see here. What else was there about Battlefield? I honestly don't remember. I honestly think it's going to be a fun game. There isn't going to be, like I said before, no campaign. And there is not going to be a battle royale, which is kind of upsetting. I think if they took the time and decided to do their BR, I think it could be the best BR game out there. Because right now, I know Fortnite's still a big thing, but there's millions and millions of kids that are into it. I'm assuming if you take out, like, if you watch Twitch or whatever, if you take all the kids out that are watching these streamers, it wouldn't be as popular. But the second most popular, I guess they're neck and neck, but it's Warzone. Everyone knows it. A lot of the big streamers play it. Tim the Tap Man, Nick Merckx, Cloaksy, you know, a ton of people play it. But yeah, so I think if Battlefield or let's say Battlefield puts or adds more or does something with their BR that they already have, you know, update it, make it more, listen to the people. I haven't got to play it yet. Never have. Apparently, one time I was going to play it, I couldn't load in because nobody was playing it. Oh, goodness. But apparently, it's not that good of a game. But I think if you, if they sit down, go through it, redo it in a way, and just make it better and listen to the people, listen what the people want, what they should have, I think it could top Fortnite and Warzone. Especially if you don't have any meta guns, you don't put like any meta people like you have in Warzone right now. You got that stupid effing of whatever skin. It's out there. It's just all black. So you get all those people that are hiding in corners and camping out in shadows and whatnot so you don't see them. But, I mean, if you do that, I think, and then with the Battlefield mechanics of things being destroyed and stuff would be fantastic. Like you shoot a tree 5 times or something, that tree just gets demolished, let's say. And then the person behind the tree is exposed. There you go. You know, it's a little bit of Fortnite, but without the building, but you're able to take out whatever buildings and stuff there are just by shooting it. You know, I think they have a lot they could do to make a good BR. And if for some reason, you know, DICE and EA is listening, I'll be more than happy to, you know, put my input in. Let you guys know. I'll help you. I'll help you design the game. I don't know nothing about computers, but I could be like, hey, this is what I want you to do. This is what should be in the game. Put it in it. So there's that. I'm hoping. I know they got a game trailer. Oh, excuse me. Now I got the hiccups. Jesus. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see here. Battlefield 2042. Gameplay trailer. It helps if I fucking spell it right, but I did not at all. Don't know why my I don't even have fat fingers. What the shit? Shoot. Sorry. I'm trying to make this as family friendly as possible. Let's see if I can find anything. They're supposed to be doing a gameplay trailer sometime in the near future. June 13th, I think is what it is. Let's see here. Find the latest media videos and trailers for Battlefield 2042 available. Watch the Battlefield 2042 gameplay world premiere on June 13th. So there it is. June 13th, gameplay of it, which is what everyone's waiting for. That's what's going to make or break this game, I think. But from the looks of it, and from the sounds of people, they sounds like everyone's really excited for this, which I think they should be. We've had, I don't know, I've we had Call of Duty, what was it, World War II. We had Battlefield, World War One, and then that was the last Battlefield, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so. I don't remember. But anyways, those are good games. I don't mind the throwback games and stuff like that. And then now Call of Duty's got... Oh, man. They're, what, in the 80s? So it's the... Yeah, you guys know. So it's over in Verdansk, 1984, something like that, which I was very upset with. And honestly, it's just kind of boring now. So it's, and I've been a huge fan of shooters for a long time. It's my main getaway. It is some kind of shoot-em-up game, whether it's Valorant, Apex, Warzone, Battlefield, Call of Duty, what have you. No, I just like run around being able to shoot people. And yeah, so hopefully Battlefield turns out well. I'm sure it will. I think I will enjoy it. I'm like 100% sure that we'll have haters. There always is. I mean, what can you say? Just play it, see if you like it. And if you don't, well, I guess you wasted money. If you do, awesome. There's your getaway for a little while until you get bored of it. But anyways, it's another short little podcast here. Like I said, just decided to do this. Hopefully I'll figure out more games and stuff to talk about. But the way work has been with me and whatnot, it's been absolute chaos. And I could use like 6 or 7 adult beverages, pass out for like 3 days, wake up, and then maybe go to the beach or something. Or wake up rich. That would be fantastic. But anyways, I thank you guys for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Feel free to follow me on Twitch if you want to. I'm Thomas Long is my Twitch name. Got a couple friends. My friend Fainting Goat does not stream, but we'll go with JuicyJ911 is another one that streams. You could look up Sandman. He streams too. Might be the Sandman. I cannot remember. But there's that. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy. I swear, I promise, I am trying to make... Actually, I'm not trying yet. Like I said, I've been busy. So, I promise I will make a Twitter for Nerd Up Gaming. And I do have a Facebook group, Nerd Up Gaming. So, if anyone listens to it, please follow that one. And I will try to get a Twitter going for Nerd Up Gaming too eventually when I've got time. So, again, hope you guys enjoy. And I will talk. Hold on. Oh, my. Okay. Yeah, it's about my bedtime. It's only 8:23. I'm getting old, man. Anyways, I will talk to you guys later. Hope you guys enjoy. Bye.